to be more than a religious man walking through this foreign land. You do not taste, touch, or even feel. And just in case you become the very thing you fear. But don't you know that in love no fear can last? All I fear must run. So what you feel alone, it proves that we forget what he called us. This is love. It heals the brokenhearted. It sets the captives free. It walks an extra mile, even for your enemies. Oh, this is love. Oh, this is love. And not to judge. The broken hearted, it sets the captives free. It walks an extra mile, even for your enemies. Oh, this is love. How y'all doing, Hawaii? Knocks me down again, and I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done. But that devil just won't let me forget. And dear, it's a lie, I know what I bear, but hearing struggle with my pain. I wrestle with my pride. Sometimes I feel alone and cry and dance a lot. I know what I've been, but here in your arms, I know what I am. Sing it out. I'm forgiven. Oh, I'm forgiven. And I don't have to care. It is good to still be in Hawaii. I'm sure most of you can tell by the sunburn on my face where I was today. Did you guys have a good day today? So we know that there are people who were here last night, and we know there are people here tonight who haven't been here and haven't heard any of the songs. So we're going to mix them up today. Is that okay? All right, but here's the deal, Hawaii. If you know these songs, I'm fully expecting you to engage and enjoy and sing it loud, all right? Will you do that for me? All right, here we go. Sometimes I just want to slide over, 'cause everything looks like a wreck. Carry on, 'cause I can't see what's ahead. And there are places I wish I could be. weary heart stays alive. Oh, I'm still a You got your marching shoes on tonight? I said you have your marching shoes on tonight. Well, I know you have your problem, 'cause everybody's got them. Lost in your sorrow, then you could hit rock bottom. But if you smile in the face of trivial things, and you learn to pray when you want to complain, stand up straight when the earth is shaking, and just keep breathing when you feel afraid. Oh, don't you know those problems you're worried about? Shake them up, lay them down, 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 at the cross where freedom's found. Oh, you can stand no matter what, march strong in times of time. Be strong, don't give up. All you need now is to shake them up, lay them down, 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 at the cross where freedom's found. Time for pain, a time for doubt, and a time for faith. But when you believe, you can find the strength. So get back up on your feet. All those problems you're worried about, no, no, can't keep you from living now. When you shake them off, lay them down, 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 at the cross where the freedom's found. Oh, you can stand up no matter what, march strong in times. Oh,
we see. Lay it down, lay it down. 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 We bring you our praise, Jesus. Yeah. All of our burdens, lay it down. All that stress.
Man, it is so good to be with you all again tonight. How many of you were here last night? All right,
all right.
You're okay with hearing some of the same songs? All right. Because everyone else probably thanks you. We did all our best songs last night. Man, it is, we've had an amazing time here in Hawaii. Who doesn't have an amazing time? Who lives here? Everyone who lives here, raise your hand. All right, everybody that doesn't live here, raise your hand. Oh my goodness.
I feel left out.
I always feel weird talking to locals about Hawaii because you're like, we know. So we just came out with this brand new record. When was it, Chris? February? April.
April.
I don't know. Time's just a thing, you know? In April, we came out with this brand new record. And the record is called Changed. Anybody have the record? Anybody buy it last night? Okay, that's your job right now. We'll just give it away tonight. We only have like 10 left, I think, anyway. So, but the record is called Changed because through the season of writing and recording and putting it together, so many changes happened, not just on the external, but on the internal of the band. And it's one of those things where you just kind of develop and you see a path where there was no path. And what ended up happening is we didn't see a path for a long time. Like, where are we supposed to go? But we felt called to do this, right? How many of you feel called to do something tonight? I hope so. I hope so. And I'll tell you why I hope so, because no matter what, you're called to live like Jesus. Like, there's a calling for every single person. And sometimes we want to celebrate the singers or the speakers, when in reality, ministry is done in your day-to-day life. And I think every speaker here will acknowledge that though we talk into a microphone to people, if we don't live it out daily, then we are not doing any good. You know, Paul said, though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, but have not love, I am like a clanging cymbal, which they don't sound good, even if Mark's playing them. Just, right? Because love, our first song we sang tonight was called This Is Love, and it's our prayer and it's our belief. It's why we do what we do. And so many people ask, why do you do this? Why do you leave your families for extended periods of time? And it's the reason why is because the Bible says to love, right? And we try to do that in our interactions, and we try to do that in our personal lives, and we try to do that in our day-to-day. But more than anything, guys, you're supposed to do that too. And sometimes we forget that. Come to church, we forget what we're doing when we leave this place. But the greatest thing you can do is love. And that's our calling. And we felt called to it, and we felt called to do this thing. But inside of that calling, we weren't sure what the path was. And, you know, over the course of a couple years, man, we just felt like God just opened this door. And we wrote this song. This is the title song. We didn't do it last night, so this is a fresh one. This is the title track of the record, Change. It's called Change. And the scripture says that he who began a good work in me is faithful to complete it. Now, I want you to hear this for a second, because this is vital to every single person that is in this room who feels less than because you have not accomplished what you feel like you're supposed to. Scripture says, he who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. There's hope for you tonight. Amen. This is, quite frankly, this life is a process. And you're in process tonight. You're not finished. None of us are. But we're going to be changed. This song says, I'm going to be changed a little each day. Even when I fall, I'll trust you when you say that I'm going to be changed. This song's called Changed.
Hoping by now that I would be closer, have it all figured out. Be counting the reason, be feeling the weight of all of my fears and every mistake.
Thank God for change, because without it, we'd all be in really big trouble. Man. In our marriages, in our lives, just choosing the way of love. You know, some people come and they ask us, how many of you have heard the song Lead Me? Yeah, we're going to do that song. But here, I want to share something with you, if you don't mind, for just 1 second. You guys okay with that?
Yes.
All right, here's the deal. People have asked us all the time. I've been married for almost 16 years now. All of us have been married a long time. To some people, that's not a long time, I know. Anybody in this room been married over 30 years? 40 years. That's who you cheer for right there. 40 years. Up. 50 years. 50 years right there. Amen. And dare I say, anybody more than 50? All right. 50 years is amazing. I just want to say something. I want to simplify something for you, because all through our lives, we are looking for self-help to figure out how to live, to figure out how to have a good marriage, to figure out how to live a better life, right? We do that. We're always looking for keys to do this kind of stuff. Can I just help you real quick? Choose the way of love. Listen, love is selfless. Love is kind. You know the love chapter, right? Sometimes you hear it too much that we get desensitized to it, and yet it's a way of living. You know, the verse right before the love chapter, Paul says, here's all this stuff that you can do. Seek all these gifts. And then he says at the very end of it, but now I'm going to show you a different way, a better way. Do you know that? He says, I'm going to show you the best way to live. And then he starts with the love chapter. Love is patient and love is kind. Listen, you want a better marriage? Then you treat your spouse better than you treat yourself. And now here's the thing. I want to explain something to you real quick, because it's dangerous when only one person does it. In a church, when we love each other fully, everybody is taken care of and the kingdom of heaven is present. But when only one person is doing it, it's dangerous, because people tend to take advantage of people who love the way the kingdom says to love. Here's something I want to tell you. Love anyway. Love well. Love rightly. You want a better marriage? Love. Jesus said there's no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for a friend. Lay down his life for a friend. And so when we, in our marriage relationships, when we lay down our life, we're doing it for somebody who's more than a friend to us. And yet sometimes we're unwilling to do that. Love is choosing somebody. I'm sorry, I'm preaching a little bit. I apologize. I have this tendency. I used to actually be a pastor and talk more than I sing. Now I'm singing more than I talk. It's weird. But I'm just simplifying the kingdom of heaven for you. And it can be hard because we're in the flesh and it's difficult. But the Spirit enables us to overcome the flesh. And you know, the Bible says that God is love. It's not just a part of his nature. It is his nature. Now abides faith, hope, and the greatest of these. You can't do anything without choosing to love somebody in the kingdom of heaven. It's the prerequisite. I'm so sorry. And so if you're struggling in your marriage tonight, the two of you need to learn to love each other like Christ loved the church. And it's respect. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And for those of you who have taken a step toward health listening to this song, I just invite you right now to just sing it at the top of your lungs as we sing this song. It's called Lead Me.
Picture frame, I see my beautiful eye, always
It's time for healing. It's time to move on. It's time to fix what's been broken too long. Time to make right what has been wrong. It's time to find my way to where I belong. There's a way that's crashing over me, and all I can do is just surrender. Whatever you're doing inside of me, it feels like chaos, but somehow this peace is hard to surrender to what I can't see. Time for a master, time to begin again. Reevaluate who I really am. Am I doing everything to follow your way? Or just climbing aimlessly over these days? So sure.
You guys are having a great time tonight. But even more than that, I hope that you're feeling God's presence. I love what was said right before we came out. You know, we travel, we play a lot of shows, we do a lot of stuff. And too often, can I be honest with you? Can I just be real with you? Sanctus real. I'm going to be Sanctus real with you tonight. I'm going to be honest with you. Too many times it's a spectacle and people just want to watch you play and sing. But what we're singing about is the greatest thing. It's the greatest thing. We're singing about hope and freedom and life and the pursuit of Jesus. There's nothing greater. And it's honestly, it's not about us. It's not. We are called to sing and write music, which is awesome, by the way. And we appreciate it and we love it, don't we, gentlemen? But the reality is, it's not about us at all. I've never worried about making mistakes. I really don't care. The truth of the matter is, man, we want you guys to feel the presence of Jesus in this place tonight. Amen. We want those of you who come in hurting just to find a glimmer of hope. We don't think people, listen, I know that God can do anything. Do you believe that? But I know that we're flesh and we have these feelings and emotions. And here's what I love about Jesus. He takes us one step at a time. Some people are healed immediately. Some people are changed immediately. And you know what happens when we see people that get changed immediately? Everybody that doesn't change immediately goes, something's wrong with me. How come God doesn't like me? But that's not the way the kingdom of heaven works. The kingdom of heaven is righteousness, peace, and joy. Righteousness, choosing to do right things, brings us peace. And when we're at peace, we have joy. That's the kingdom of heaven, right? It's the beauty of God's kingdom. I love the kingdom of heaven. And the beauty is that every day you wake up, you have a chance to be a little bit closer to Jesus. Amen. You believe that? What I mean by that is you get the opportunity to take steps toward healing. And you can start right now in this place. Right now in this place. You can find faith like Daniel, hope like Moses. You guys remember this song from last night? It's very simple. You're going to belt it out with me, aren't you? Let's do this song. It's called Confidence.
My giants with confidence.
Come on now, I know you want to sing it all by yourself one time, all right?
So give me faith for life in the lion.
Give me hope like Moses.
In the wilderness.
Give me a heart like David. Lord, be my defense so I can face my giants.
With confidence.
Y'all sound amazing. So we can face our giants with confidence. Would y'all stand with us? We're gonna step into the next phase of this service, which it's going to be amazing. But here's what I want to do. Last night we ended real rah-rah. Tonight we're going to sing a little bit different song. Is that okay? This song is called Pray. We actually did sing it last night, but this is a song that we're just going to invite you into the presence of our King. Is that cool? We're just going to sit here and we're just going to sing this song. And when we get to the end of the song, I just want you to have your eyes toward heaven. Some of you are dealing with some absurdly difficult things here, and you're not forgotten. Your Heavenly Father is not forgetting you. But sometimes when we have no words left to say, all we can do is just lift our hearts to heaven. And many times praying is not even speaking words, because sometimes there just aren't enough words to say. Sometimes praying is as simple as just focusing on your Creator and maybe even just saying, help. Help. Because some of you came tonight and you're carrying stuff and you're carrying weights and your burdens and all that kind of stuff. And listen to me, your Father loves you. He loves you. Don't waste opportunities where the presence of God is and He's sitting right here. I'd take that farther. He's everywhere. But right now, we're in tune with Him. You believe that tonight? Let's sing.
So take me in your arms. hands and pray, yeah, yeah, yeah. I lift my hands and pray, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know my hurt, you know my need, you know every single part of me. So even if it's just to speak your name, I'm gonna pray, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm gonna pray, yeah, 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 yeah. You know my heart, you know my need, you know every part of me. You know the words, you know my life. So take it as an offering, Jesus. I'm no longer isolated to fear, and I am a child of God. And I'm no longer isolated to fear, and I am a child of God. 'Cause I'm no longer a slave to fear, and I am a child of God. And I'm no longer a slave to fear, I am a child of God.
Time to sing.
And I am a child of God.
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your presence here in this place. God, I know that there are people who've come here tonight and they haven't felt your presence in a very long time. But where two or three are gathered, Jesus, you are standing right here in the midst of us. And so, God, I pray that you would move. God, that you would wrap your arms around someone who came hurting and broken, that you would do what only you can do, Jesus. And you would begin to heal hurts and wounds. We love you and thank you. And in Jesus' name we all say, amen.
Amen. Hey, before you're seated, turn around and greet someone with the love of the Lord. As you take your seats, knowing that we love fellowship, right? Amen. Continue that after the conference tonight. But get prepared before the message, we'd actually like to prepare our hearts to give an offering. Now, one thing about the offering here, and if this is your first time coming, or it's your 50th time coming, we put these conferences on for free, and we're not looking to receive in a sense of a collection for these conferences. But as the Lord has moved upon your hearts as far as the Pastors, Leaders, and Church Workers Conference and here at the Summer Light Celebration of, hey, be led to give if the Lord leads you to give. If not, don't feel obligated to give. Who all was here for the Pastors, Leaders, and Church Workers Conference these last 2 days? It's pretty awesome, wasn't it? Amen. Amen. Yeah, so as the Lord leads you to give, we're going to pray, and I'm going to ask the ushers to come on forward. And as the Lord leads, give. Father, we thank you for this day that you have made, and truly, Lord, we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, you have blessed us in so many ways. Lord, we thank you for all of the teachers. Father, we thank you for the band. The worship has just been amazing, Father. We set our hearts on worshiping you now through the abilities of just earning, of just monies on our job and different areas, Lord, that you've allowed us to prosper and be blessed. Lord, we want to give back to you now. And we want to give with the heart of just knowing, Lord, that every seed that's sown here within this ministry is, in a sense, just sent right back out, Lord. We want to bless not only Hawaii, but we want to bless the world. We want the gospel to be extended all over the world, Lord. That's what you called us to. And so, Father, we thank you for that. We ask that you would just bless each and every person that gives now, and that you would bless each and every bit of finance that comes in, that you would be glorified. And we ask these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken, and great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our love.
sing it out. And great are you, Lord. It's your breath.
It's your breath in our lives. So we pour out our prayer. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lives. So we pour out our praise to you. We need is your breath in our lives. So we pour out our prayer. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lives. So we pour out our praise to you.
And greater you.
And great.